Siddhartha Drabasi said 6 years old, Pagoyin Shi'irvu Olav Ovuv Litzofim, Vima Lidorim. That's the Shaila. The father made an Erev one way, and the mother made an Erev to go the other way. Here we said that Filu Bar Shesh, even though he's 6 years old, Nami Bitzav Sadim on Ichaleid. He would rather go with his mother than his father. So that's the Shaila. They both of them made an Erev for the son. The Shaila, which one is the son Ichaleid? So Rashi says, Omrav Yeshua, Vadai Kamrit, Ben Hei Enu Yoitzar Chiyar Volot. Once he's 5 years old, he can't use his mother Erev anymore. That's true. Rabasi Nami, I Rabasi said at 6 years old, he can still use his mother's Erev. There he's talking about Bishir Ve'ima Olof. Comma. Ravasi is talking about that the mother Takim had Beferish Adas to make an error for her son. Not the Pshat is that the mother only made it for herself. And that we say once he's 5 years old, he can't go out with his mother's error. No, we're talking about now even in the case that the mother made Beferish the error for the son also. So what's the Chiddush here? Kamash Mulan Rashi. The ear of Olav Ovid, the Ruach Acheris, Bosar Imay Shadinilei. Let's say the father tomorrow wanted to go to Shul on the Sofen side, and the mother wants to go to Shul on the Marav side. So they made two different Erevs. So the Shaila, which one does the son go after? That's the Chiddush, the son goes after the mother. Up until 6 years old. When he's still 6 years old, he still needs his mother more than his father. Therefore, he goes after his mother. If the mother did not make an Erev for the son, only for herself, then once the son is 4 or 5, he cannot use the mother's Erev anymore. He can't go Chutz Utchum. Kotin shetzaruch limoy, a kotin that still needs his mother, yoytzev erev imoy. He's allowed to go out, walk out with his mother's erev, even though she only made it for herself. Still, the son is called to gufay. He could also walk out of the tchum with his mother's erev. Ad ben sheish. Here it says klo until ben sheish. Here's a churat yufta, Rabbi Yeshua. Bar Ravidi. It's a tiyufta. A churat a tiyufta on them. Here it says klo until ben sheish. Not this year, 4 and 5. So it's a tiyufta on them. For the moral laymat here, but tiyufta the rabbis. Maybe it's a kashin rabbis also. The moral malach rabbis, no. Ad v'yad v'chlal. Even though it says ad ben sheish, mashma only until 6, a mashma the 6th year, no good. And the rabbis says even the 6th year is good. So I can tell you the klal is ad v'yad v'chlal. Up until 6, and the 6th year is also included. 6 years old is also still called tzarach l'imai, that he could go out with his mother's erev. And who adin, he is not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah then, there's no mitzvah chinuch yet. He can still sit in the house, eat with his mother inside. But zomar leimet yevatuch to Rabbi Yaneh Resh Lakish. Maybe now it's even a kasha in Rabbi Yaneh and Resh Lakish, that they before said the shir was 4 and 5. Zchur should be kasha. He's up until now it's only kasha where Rabbi Shua wanted to answer this kasha. That's where Rabbi Shua wanted to answer to say with Tomadafki you made an error, but without an error, no. First, we slugged up Rabbi Shua even without making an Eruv. You see, 6 is good. But now the Chur Tzakasha on Rabbi Yana and Resh Lakish, that they said this year before was either 4 years old if he's very good, smart, or else 5 by normal. And here it says Ben Sheish. So the Mara name, Loi Kasha. Ha de Isa Yavua b'mosa, ha de la Isa Yavua b'mosa. Depends. If the father is home, so then we say, since the father is still at home, if the kid is already 4 or 5, that's not called Tzaruch Lima anymore. Even though the mother has the right to walk Chutz Lachum on Shabbos, she made an error for herself. If the son is 4 and sharp, he is not allowed to walk with his mother. This Brisa says, Tola Bench Bar Sheish, Tola 6 years old, still he could go with his mother. Nafkuminer is, who's home? If the father is home in the house, then it's not so gefelich. Then the father will take care of the son. So once the kid is 4 years old, then he can't go with his mother anymore. He has to stay home with his father. Marshenkin, if there's no father in the house, so then when the mother goes away, if the kid is not 6 years old yet, he can't take care of himself, that's called Tzaruch Limoid, then he is allowed to walk Chutz Lachum with his mother. So therefore there's no stira. If the father is home, then we say after 4 years old he can't go with the mother anymore, if the mother didn't make Beferish the Erev for the son. But if the father is not home, then this Brisa says until 6, he can still go after his mother. Tana Rabbanan, Marav Odom Ayidei Benoi Ubita Yaktanim. A person can make an Erev, Ayidei Benoi, for his son, Obita Ktanim. Ayidei Avdav Shefrosi Aknanim, he can make an error for them, Bein Ladaiton, Bein Shlo Ladaiton. Whether they're masking to the Erev Tchumim, whether they're not masking to the Erev Tchumim, you could do it for them. Now you're like the Bailam over them, you can make the error for them. If you want them tomorrow to walk with you, you're allowed to make now an Erev Tchumim for them, that they could walk out also.
Yeah. Rashi says, Ayoda means Bishvilon, that you're allowed to make an Eruvah Tchumim for your son and for your Shivcha Sakananis. If you have an Eved Ivri in your house or a Shivcha Ivris, then you can't make an Erev without their Das. If you have older children in the house, you can't make an Eruvah Tchumim for them without asking them. You can't make one for your wife either. You have to ask them. Since they have their own Das, they're not Dafka Nichne after you. So therefore, maybe the Shabbos, they don't want to walk the side, the Erev you're making. You're making the Erev on Mizrach side. They don't want to walk tomorrow Mizrach. They'd rather walk Marav side. So they don't want your Erev. Therefore, it's called the Chav for them. So unless they tell you, Beferish, they want the Erev, you're not allowed to make the Erev for them. Hey, so Ishtoy and Benoy HaGadolim, you can't make an Erev for them unless they're asking. You have to get their Rishus. The Martani, another Brisa says, Lo Yarev Odom Ayidei Benoy Ubiti HaGadolim. It's good. You can't make the Rubit Chumim for your older son. For Lo Yarev Odom Shifchas Yivrim. Not at the Eved Yivri Shifchim. For Lo Yarev Ishtoy. Ela Midaiton. Avo Marev Hu Ayidei Odom Shifchas Yekananim. But if you have an Eved Kanani, he's Mamish Botli, he has to do whatever you want. Therefore, you can make an error for him that he should be able to walk the same way you're going tomorrow also. Vayidei Benoy Ubiti Yaktanim. Bein Ledaiton, Bein Shlo Ledaiton. So Namich is a Raya, the same price, the same Alochon. Mifnei, what's the reason? She Yodon Ki Yodoy. They're like tough for bottle to you. Their hand is like your hand. Like wherever they do, wherever you go, they go. So therefore, you can make an error for them. Vechulon Sheirvu. The ear of Aleihem Rabbon is Yoitzim Bishel Rabbon. Now, in any case that Shirvu, they made their own Erev. But the Rabbon, the Odin, also made an Erev for them, is Yoitzim Bishel Rabbon. Then they have to go after the Ruach, the side that the Odin made, the Master made. Chutz, a Chutz Manisha. Accept an Isha. If Neishi Chodel Limchus, because an Isha could be Meicha. An Isha could say, no, I don't want the Erev you made for me. Don't do me no toivis, I'd rather go the other way. So therefore, Nisha doesn't have to go after a husband's Erev that he made without asking God. For at the Gemara, was mashma, only an Isha like you'd say no. But anybody else, even Benoy Gedolim, or else Neved Ivri, if the Odin made an Erev for them one side, they have to listen to the Odin's Erev, even though they made the own Erev the other way. So that's the kasha for at the Gemara. Isha, maisha, no. Why is Nisha differently? Omar Rabba, Isha b'chol d'domelo, enechnam, it's not only a sworn an Isha. It means anybody like an Isha. There was the b'noi obita agadaylim. If you have older children, so their hand is not like your hand, they're not nimsha, they don't have to do what you do. Therefore, if you make an Erev one way, and they make an Erev another way, avada, they go boss of their own Erev, they're allowed to walk their tchum the way they made it. That's what the Brisa says, Isha is loved after Nisha. It means anybody like an Isha. In other words, an Eved Ivri, and a B'nai Abite G'dolim. Rashi says, Isha, Maishana, may Eved Ivri, a B'nai Abite G'dolim. They're the same thing. Tertzai Nechonami, it means like anybody like an Isha. Yeah. So now, what was the reason it said why? The Brisa said, Mevnei Shechel Limchis. Said by the Isha, the reason why the Isha has a right to use her own Erev, even though her husband made an Erev for her the other way, is because she could be Moicha. If she wants it, she could say, no, I don't want your Erev. So, Churta Diyak, Taima Demichi. Why is it no good? Only because she spoke out, I don't want your Erev. I'm not Nicha with the Erev you made for me. Then it's no good. Hostoma Nofik Bidabailo. But Mashpah, if the husband tells his wife, Ishno, I made an Erev with for you, and she stopped, kept quiet, she didn't see anything, Mina. Minastam, that's also good for the wife. The wife has a right to use it, and vice versa, she has to use it. And Rashi says, let's Rashi your stomach. The ishtik, she kept quiet. The ruach acheres namalo irva, and for shetz, in the case where she did not make her own erev tchumim, so in the case where she stam kept quiet, didn't say anything, then we say she does go boss her husband's erev. So the Gemara, her stomach, not the bailo. For the Gemara, no, what the Tony Rashi, the Rashi says, elamidaitam. It's mashmi, you have to ask them, only if they say yes. We want to use Yerev, then it's good. Midaitam, they have to be maskim, they have das, they agree. Mashmer, if they don't agree, it's no good. So stam means they don't say anything, just keep quiet. Mashmer, stam keeping quiet is no good. So the more my love, the amriin, lechura, midaitam means they have to say yes. So chutz a kashen you, stam, but stam keep quiet, that's not saying yes. So the more loy, my ele midaitam, what does it mean? They have to agree. The ishtiku, I'll tell you, even if they keep quiet, keeping quiet is also enough. Only when they say no, we don't want Yeriv, then Tak is not Chal. But Kozman, they don't speak out and say no, even a wife, and even the older sons, and even an Eved Ivri, they go after the husband, the master's Eriv. for the Makasha, Ivo Kulon Shirvu, the Eruv Alehim Rabban. The last Bryce was in the case where all of these people made their own Eruv. And the Odin also made an Eruv. Face the Brunoyu Gedolim made their own Eruv, and the father made their own Eruv. The Yevet Ivri made his own Eruv, and the master made his own Eruv. Still it says, Yotzim Bishol Rabban. They'll go out with the Rabban. Ustamhu. And this court is the case of Stam. Uketoni, the Bryce says, Chutz Menisha, the Leinafki, that the wife does not go out with the husband's Eruv. Lechura, why not? Lechura here, the wife didn't say no. She just kept quiet. It's Minastam. And still the Bryce says, Chutz Menisha, Nisha's Eruv, and she, Isha does not go out with the husband's Eruv. Why? Lechura, she didn't say no. If you're telling me now, if the husband makes an Eruv Tchuma for the wife, and she just keeps quiet, she doesn't say anything, it's good, so why here is it different? And the Gemara Poshit, Omar Rava, Kivon Shirvu, so we're talking about here, the wife made her own Eruv. She made an Eruv to go Mizrach side. And now the husband comes home and says, you know what, I made an Eruv for you to go Marv. So even though she keeps quiet, there's the biggest raya that she's not Nicha, she doesn't want the husband's Eruv. Because she just got finished making an own Eruv to go Mizrach, to go the east side. Now the husband comes home and says, you know what, I made an Eruv for you to go Marv. So Pshita, that's called a Michoy. That's called like the wife is saying, no, I don't want to use your Eruv. So that's the halacha. That if the wife says no, she has the right to say no. An oldest son and an Eved Ivri could say no. But if the husband comes home and says, I made an Eruv, and they stam, keep quiet, shtik is koidor, and that's called minastam, then the Eruv is chal for them. Now, we're talking about a case where the father was mezakrit for them. Like, so they own it now. Yeah. So that's the Mishnah. Kamahu shiroi mosin shtei sudis. So saying now, to make a rubei tchumim, every person has to put down a mosin shtei sudis. And here it's the most chomer to give in. The most food you have to have is for the rubei tchumim. For the rubei chatzeris, we said you only have to have the size of a groigris. Mamish, a little bit more than a kezayis for each person. Here, by rubei tchumim, if you want to be able to walk chutz tchum on Shabbos, you have to put out there mosin shtei sudis. L'chol echot v'echot. For every person that wants to walk out, he has to have mosin shtei sudis outside there. Remeya says, how much food, what kind of suda? A suda that you eat in the middle of the weekday, and not the suda you eat on Shabbos. And the Gemara will explain that they're going to Kula now. That Remeya holds people eat more on Shabbos than they eat in the middle of the week. So therefore we go to Kula for you, easier for you, that you only have to put down enough food of suda you eat in the middle of the week. We have Yudu Reimeh, L'Shabbos, L'Lechur. If you don't know, the same Svara, that we're going to Kula, but he holds people eat more in the middle of the week than they eat on Shabbos. So therefore, how much is the sudis you have to have? The sudis of Shabbos. Because that's a lesser bashir. And they both have svaris to go to Kula. So Rashi learns pshat that Rabbi Yehuda holds kibon the b'shabbos soyit sholosh sudis and uechel harba b'chol suda. Rashi learns pshat, since on Shabbos you eat three meals, so therefore each meal you don't eat that much. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds in the middle of the weekday you only eat two meals. So therefore, you eat more on the two meals in the middle of the weekday than you eat the three meals on Shabbos. Therefore, what's called Moshin Stei Sudis? How much you eat for Shabbos? That's the way Rashi learns. I think the Mira learns Pshat. The Pshat is, as says Emes, that on Shabbos, people eat less meat than they eat in the middle of the weekday. But in the middle of the weekday, you come to sit supper. The supper is a piece of meat. That's the Ikka. Mashenken on Shabbos, you have challah, and you have an entree, and you have soup. And then by the time you come to the main dish, you're ready, you're full already. So nice, how much meat do you actually have? You have less meat on Shabbos than you have in the middle of the weekday. So after you the shita that the Ika Suda, you eat more time in the middle of the weekday of the real food than you eat on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, you eat a lot of goodies, a lot of hors d'oeuvres, beginning before you get to the Suda. You're full already by the time you get, especially if you have the Kiddush in Shul. By the time you come home ready, you have no kechus to eat anymore. So the Suda you eat on the weekday, the Miri says, Amol could be more than the Suda you have on Shabbos. Therefore, Yehuda goes the kulu to say the mazon is the mazon shtei sudis of Shabbos. So the Mishnah says the zev zev mischavon and lahokel. They're both going the kula, the less of a shear of the two sudis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah right there, he says different shear. What's called the shear of mazon shtei sudis? It has to be mikikar of a bread, but punyin, that you pay a punyin, that's how much you pay for it. Midalit soin the seller, that four saw of soin of it cost the seller. That's how big this bread has to be. So Rashi learns. There's a lot of cheshbonis here. We're not going to go through all the cheshbonis here. But the Kitzur Rashi says, Kikar halakech min hanachnam bepunyin. You go to the baker and you give him a punyin. That's a coin. Kishinim korin, when the bread is sold, arba soin the seller. Really, if you buy four saws worth of this bread, it costs you a seller. So Rashi says, has to strike sakotaitich chatzikav. That's the shear. How much is called shtei sudis? Half of a kav. heavy shtei sudis. So here's what the kav, that's the shear of shtei sudis. That's Rabbi Yechon Mabruka shear. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, shtei yodas the kikar, no, 2/3 of a bread, mi sholish the kav, that 3 breads make up a kav. So he old Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon is mamayit mishirio, is a little bit less. The yoyma tisha sudois yesh the kav. One kav has 6 sudis. Hey, so Rabbi Yechon Mabruka holds that a kav has 4 sudis. Therefore he says 2 sudis is a chatzi kav. Reb Shimon is more mekel and says no, in a kav of bread you have 9 sudis. Therefore if you break up the kav into 3 loaves of bread, so each loaf of bread then has 3 sudis to it. And if you need 2 sudis, so that's 2/3 of 1 loaf of bread. So that's what Reb Shimon is saying. Reb Shimon Aymer, shtei yodis means 2/3, the kikra of the bread, mishalosh the kav, that 3 of these breads make up a kav. So in the kav he holds you have 9 sudis, so therefore take this one bread, which has 3 sudis, and 2/3 of the bread, that's 2 sudis. Now the Mishnah, chatiayo, half of this shear is the beis ha-menuga. Beis ha-menuga, that means if you have a house that has a neg in the house, so the house has tumah, there's a loch, if you walk into the house, it's metame you. The loch is though, what about the clothing you're wearing? The clothing you're wearing only becomes tameh if you stay in the house a shear that it takes you to eat a certain amount of bread. That's called chatziayim. Here for the shear, how much bread you'll eat for one sudum if you just wait in the house that length, let's say it takes 2 minutes, 3 minutes, if you just wait in the house 2 or 3 minutes, then we say the clothing that you're wearing also becomes tameh. That's the chiddush of the Torah by Beis HaMenuga. If you have a house that has a nega, if you walk into the house, you become tummy right away. But your clothing don't become tummy unless you wait there a little bit. Waiting is a shear, how long it takes you to eat a half of Motzen Shtei Sudis, which is, according to Reb Shimon, it's 1/3 of the loaf of bread, and according to Reb Yochanan, it's a little bit bigger. She says, if you eat tamadika food, kechatzi pras, the shear of a chatzi, a half of a suda, is nifsog v'yosoy, melecha v'truma, umidirabonin. Midirabonin though, really, midirais of food that's tamay can't be matamanodim. Because food is always a rishon tuma. To matama the person himself, you only tamay from an avatuma. Therefore, food that's tamay, if you eat it, midirais, you're still tor. The rabbonin made a chumra, if you eat a chatzi pras, a half a loaf of bread, of food that's tamei, your body becomes tamei, negated to what? That you can't eat truma, akoponim. Or midi rabbonim hu, the einoichol metamei odim, that really food can never be metamei odim. Rabbonim gozo, sherech li yisub truma, achi yitvot. Rabbonim made a chumra here. So this shear, how much food of tamedika food you have to eat, that your goof, your body becomes tamei, that you're not allowed to eat truma if you're a kohen, even half of that, that's half of one's meal. So kitza, the shear of 2 sudas, that's the shear for Rubit Chumin. The shear of 1 suda, that's how much you have to eat to be in the Beis HaMenuga. If you wait there that long, then your clothing become tummy. And even half of 1 suda, that's the shear, lifsless agviya. If you eat that much food, your body becomes tummy. If you're kind, you can't eat truma. So the Gemara now, v'kama mosen shtei sudas. How much is mosen shtei sudas? So Rashi, the Kamal Rab Meir Rab Yehuda Kiboyi. We ask now a shallow according to the first Tana Kamis. According to Rab Meir Rab Yehuda, what's their shear? How much is the shear of 2 sudis? Omer Rab Yehuda Omer Rab, Tati Rifto Chreisa. 2 loaves of bread of the Chreisa, Rashi says that Shinoisen HaKorim Imorim Lesod HaKorim Manhigim Shvorim. The people that lead the axes. People that lead the oxen, they go to the fields to work, they take bread with them. So 2 loaves of that size bread, that's called Mosen Shtei Sudis. Rabada Barabba Omar, Tati Rifto Nahar Pafisa. 2 loaves of bread that comes from this place. Nahar Pafisa, Trashu Mokim Nahar Papa. The loaves of bread that comes from that place, that's the Shir Basuda. 2 of those loaves is enough to make an Erev Chum with. Omale Rab Yosef, Rab Yosef. Pray the Rova. Ovuch, command Tzvirulei. Who does your father hold like? Kremeya Tzvirulei. He answered back, he holds like Kremeya. So, no, I'm Kremeya Tzvirulei. I also hold like Kremeya. The Ikreb Yudis, like Reb Yehuda, Kasha, have a Kasha, all the Yam Rinchi. That's what people say, Rav Cholev Sima Shrichi. Hashem Yudah holds that people eat less on Shabbos. Therefore, he says that Yudah take this two suddis that eat on Shabbos. So the kashan, you Rav Yudah, is a klal of Rav Chalav Sim Shchichi, that when you eat sweet things, it only opens up your stomach to eat more. Another like Rasen Chur, it fits in very good at the Miris Pshat. The Miris Pshat is that according to Rav Yudah, the reason why you don't eat such a good sud on Shabbos is because first you have a lot of odorbs. You have a lot of sweet stuff first. So when it comes to the main dish, you're ready to come out full. You don't have such a main dish. That's why you hold you eat less on Shabbos than the whole weekday. So Moreh Sakashas, that's a stira to the cloud we say, that people always say fakert. The more sweet you eat first, it doesn't fill you up. It only gives you a bigger appetite to eat more. So even though you have a lot of goodies on Shabbos first, you have a kiddush, you have other zachin, but I call upon them that only opens up your stomach more, that when it comes to the meal, you'll have a bigger suda. Therefore, they hold rather a meyashita, that we go basam mosa and shtei sudas of the weekday. Because on Shabbos, you attack, eat more food, you eat on Shabbos than you eat in the middle of the weekday. Right, so Yechlim Abruker Weimer, he says the shear is of a punjin, midalit soyin besela. That's how big the bread has to be. So saying Rashi says that's called the chatzia kav, half of a kav. So the Gemara, Tono, ukroivim devrayim liyoy shovin. That the two shiurim, Reb Yechlim Abruk and the Mishnah, and Reb Shimon Shir, are close together. They're not so far apart. Fred Gemara, me dummy, what are you saying they're so close up? They're so close, they're very far apart. The Reb Yehuda arbo sudas lekaba. According to Reb Yechanan, there are four sudas in a kav. Therefore, two sudis is a chatzi kav. The Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, teisha sudos lekaba. According to Reb Shimon, you have nine sudis in a kav. So it's much, much less. According to Reb Shimon, you just need a third of the third of the bread. So there's a big difference. How does the Brisa say that the shurim are close to one another? There's a big difference. Omer Reb Chizok Reb Chizdom, say mehen shlish lechenveni. His after Reb Yechim Ruka says that you have from paying dalit so in a seller, you should know the chenveni makes profit on you also. He makes a third profit. So b'zoi, really, there's much more bread involved. There's less bread, there's more bread involved. So the more of Yakati, Lamar Tisha, according to Reb Shimon, there are nine sudis in a kav. Or Lamar Shish, good, according to Reb Yechanan, there are six sudis now in a kav. Like before, we're just saying there were four. But we're saying now take off one third of that. Like one third of six is two. So add two on to four, six. So good, so you have now six sudis. So there's still a big difference though. Six and nine is a big difference, they're not close to one another. So the more elakidus Reb Chizda, those are the other shit Reb Chizda. The yom atzei mehen machs lechenveni. No, the baker makes half profit. So mele is double the size of a loaf of bread. Of a zayv yakati lamar tisha. According to Reb Shimon, there are nine sudas to a kav. Or lamar timna. And according to him, now there are eight sudas to a kav. If we were before saying there are only four, that's because how much the person that buys it gets it. But the chenveni makes half profit, so it's double the amount. So there are eight sudas to a kav, according to Reb Yechon. So the more then it's good. That's why the two shurim are close to one another. One says there are eight sudas in a kav, and one says there are nine sudas in a kav. That's pretty close. One place he says the chenveni makes only a third profit, and one place he says the chenveni makes a half profit. So stiron, how much profit does the baker make? If the balabos that comes to buy the food gives along his own firewood, then the baker only makes a third profit. But if the balabos doesn't come with his own firewood, but the baker has to use his own firewood also, then the baker charges a little bit more. And then the baker gets half profit. He gets half profit, so the shear we had before was only half the shear. Really, there's another double amount to it. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there are eight sudis to the kav, and according to Rabbi Shimon, there are nine sudis to the kav. There's not that much of a difference. Yeah. So the Martin, Tana.